Dr. Keefe, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, tell us about this report.
Okay. Basically, this is an effort to get to the apples-to-apples comparison. And my research uses government-provided data by the Bureau of Labor Statistics to analyze public and private employees in the state of Michigan, controlling for education and other productivity characteristics. So we can actually answer the question, are public employees in Michigan overcompensated? The research shows that in general, the answer to that is no. They're neither over or undercompensated except for state government employees who are undercompensated by a factor of about 7%. When we look at the much larger group of local government employees, they seem to be pretty much paid at the market.
Well, Professor Keefe is the Director of Telecommunications Policy Programs at Rutgers University. Professor, the governor here, Rick Snyder, in the state of Michigan, says that these employees are paid in some instances two and three times more of what they're paid in the private sector. And then there was a report published in the Lansing State Journal that said in most cases state employees were paid more than in the private sector. Why are the numbers so different?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One is that state government employees are much more highly educated, or government employees are much more highly educated than their counterparts. And that's for two reasons. One, it's just the nature of the work in the public sector. And two, for the last 30 years, we've actually been privatizing the less skilled work in the public sector and moved it into the private sector. So the work that's left in, for example, state government tends to be the more highly skilled, more highly responsible positions, with the less skilled work having been privatized.
Professor, who paid for this report that you worked on?
For me, no one paid me. There was a transaction between a group of unions in Michigan and the Economic Policy Institute who published the study, but I've not received any compensation for this study. This is something that research that I've been working on for the last year.
And Professor Keefe, if people want to read this, is it available online anywhere?
Yes, it is. It's available at the Economic Policy Institute, epi.org. It's a Washington think tank, and it's briefing paper 293.
All right, Professor Keefe from Rutgers University, thank you so much, sir.
Have a good day.